Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of today's tech landscape. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of all things tech.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask all the questions you're thinking and maybe crack a joke or two along the way. Today, we're embarking on a journey into the world of Web3 applications. It's like Web2, but with more decentralization?
Exactly, Jamie. Web3 is all about building a decentralized internet where users have control over their data and applications run on blockchain technology. Imagine a world where you don't need to trust a central authority with your data. The blockchain does that for you.
So no more forgot your password emails?
That's one way to put it. With Web3, authentication is done through cryptographic keys instead of usernames and passwords. It's like having a super secure ID that's really hard to fake.
Sounds cool, but also a bit complicated. How do you even start building something like that?
Great question. Building a Web3 application, or dApp, involves a few key components. First, you have smart contracts, which are like the backbone of your app, running on the blockchain.
Smart contracts? So like contracts that went to Harvard?
More like contracts that automatically execute themselves when certain conditions are met. They're smart because they remove the need for a middleman. For example, if you're building a decentralized voting app, the smart contract would count the votes and ensure everything's fair, all without any human intervention.
Okay, I'm following. What's next after smart contracts?
Next, you'd integrate a wallet, like MetaMask, so users can interact with your dApp. This is where those cryptographic keys come into play. Then, you connect your front end, which could be built in React, Vue, or any other web framework, to the blockchain using libraries like ethers.js.
So, if I'm getting this right, it's like building a regular web app, but with some extra blockchain magic sprinkled on top.
Precisely. But remember, with great power comes great responsibility. Security, scalability, and user experience are key challenges in Web3. Smart contracts, once deployed, are immutable, meaning any bugs are there to stay unless you plan for upgrades from the start.
Immutable? So you're telling me there's no Control-Z in Web3?
You got it. That's why testing and security audits are crucial. But don't let that scare you. The potential of Web3 is enormous, from creating decentralized finance platforms to digital identity systems.
I can see why developers are flocking to Web3. It's like building the future of the internet one block at a time. Get it? Because blockchain?
I see what you did there, and you're right. Despite the challenges, the shift towards a more decentralized web is exciting. It's all about redefining trust and ownership in the digital age.
Before we wrap up, any advice for our listeners eager to dive into Web3 development?
Start small. Experiment with smart contracts on testnets, connect your front end to the blockchain, and always prioritize security. Oh, and keep an eye on evolving standards and frameworks. Web3 is still in its early days, and there's so much more to come.
Thanks, Alex, for that deep dive into Web3. I feel like I'm ready to start building my own dApp now. Or at least I know enough to sound smart at parties.
That's the spirit, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. We'll be back next week with more tech insights and bad jokes.
Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review if you liked what you heard. Until next time, keep nerding out.